Now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys at the Grillin' Guys Talk Network and Jethro FM. Hey, we appreciate you tuning in today. This is we're very lucky to have the Winkleman family with us today. Babe talked a little bit about that late season hunt, and then Chrissy just a minute ago with all the recipes and what to do with all your venison. And Bob, we got Babe back now, right?
That's right, Babe. And I believe your daughter helped you with this too. But I know she does your social marketing, and but you've got a new platform. Why don't you tell people about the public service you're doing?
Well, actually, we have three new platforms. We built a new website for our company, for their corporation, for Babe Winkleman Productions. And it's the way to access it is winkleman.com. But inside of that website live two other things. One of them is an online store with some incredibly unique products. The best jaw spreader that has ever been in the fishing market, for example. It just ratchets, and just a lot of good products. The best knife sharpener I've ever seen, other things. But then, and to get to them, you go to winkleman.com, and it takes you to the landing page of our corporate thing. And then if you want to go into the store, you just press the button that says store and you're into it.
Easy enough.
But the second thing that is in there, living in there, is Babe Winkleman's Vector-Borne Disease Information Center. Now, they might say, well, okay, well, what's a vector? Well, a wood tick is one kind of a vector. So are spiders. So are mites. So are other things like that. Anything that can bite you and secrete something into you.
So why is this a passion of yours?
Well, I was the first person to ever tell the United States about Lyme disease. And at that time, that was the only disease known that ticks would give you. And that it was discovered in 1973. And I started on a program in 1975 where we're trying to inform America for 5 years on behalf of S.C. Johnson Company. And America just blew it off. Ticks were just a nuisance. If somebody grabbed a cigarette lighter and burnt it with it, if they had them crawling on them or something, or cut it with a knife or etc., but they would just take them and pull them off and kill them. And in that process of pulling off, if it was a tick that had disease inside of it and you pull it off like that, well, the head stays in and so does the disease. You got to get a tool that takes them where you can lift them straight out and straight up to pump the whole thing out of there. And you don't just jerk it. You just let it be one steady thing so it lets go to get it out of you. But anyhow, the vector-borne, here's the problem we've got. We've got a medical profession out there that doesn't give a damn whether we live or die. All they care about is how much money they can make off of it. And that's not all of them. There's a lot of good doctors and good nurses, but the whole medical thing as a whole is all based around money and money and money and nothing else.
Yeah, we kind of went through 3 years of that.
It's a shame what's going on with that. But in that process, so many things are going on. Now, everybody's heard now of Lyme disease and know that it's dangerous and it can affect you and so forth. How many people have ever heard of Powassan? Have you?
Just from you.
Okay. Powassan is a disease that you get inside of you and it attacks your brain, a type of bacteria that, and it attacks your brain. And it is the average person who goes unchecked because nobody figured out what they had, die within about 30 days. It kills them that fast. Lyme disease certainly is not that fast as a rule. But there's a lot of different diseases.
I imagine Powassan is also misdiagnosed.
Yeah, all of them are misdiagnosed. because they're not giving a damn enough. Here's the real crux. Anyway, here's the big problem. Have you heard of Bartonella?
Yes.
Okay. There are 40 different strains of Bartonella. Every strain has different symptoms. So if you have Bartonella, you have got to find out which strain you have.
And how would somebody get that? How would you contract that disease?
Again, by a vector.
Okay. Explain a vector.
A vector, like I said, it can be a spider. It can be a mite. It can be a fleas.
Ticks.
It can be or ticks. I almost screwed up there. anything like that that can bite you and inject something into you. Some people are claiming that mosquitoes are vectors. Well, the mosquito puts his probe into you, but it doesn't inject anything into you. It just sucks your blood out. So I don't think that that's the case. But that's just my thoughts, and I may very well be wrong. But I don't think it's that mosquitoes do it, but it's the other things that do. And how you... Here's the problem. With the 40 different strains, the medical profession has tests for only 3 of those 40 strains. So if you're feeling bad and you might think it's a Bartonella, you go into the doctor, and the odds are 37-3 that you're going to get a false negative. Because they can only... Their test will only show up positive or negative for 3 of the 40 strains.
So if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Babe Winkleman about his new platform on Winkleman.com, and it's vector-borne diseases. And right now we're talking about Bartonella. And now we're listening to your dogs.
Oh, yeah.
So
that might have been a deer walking across their yard.
Yeah. So if there's 40 different versions and they can only test for 3, what is a person supposed to do?
According to the medical profession, probably roll over and croak. You know, again, they don't care.
But what is the solution for the average person who has determined that their test is faulty or they want to try and cure themselves? Are there cures?
Well, they can, yes. But, I mean, that's a process, too. But they can find out. On our Vector-Borne Disease Information Center, here's all 40 strains of Bartonella. Here's exactly the symptoms to look for. And this has all been approved by certain doctors out there that are very good that do really care. But there's not very many of them. And we've lost 3 of the best ones in the last 6 months in the United States.
Huh.
So there's that part of it to deal with as well. But over here is all of the different treatments for Bartonella and ways to... herbal ways or we don't do much with big pharma chemicals because I don't know of anything that they have that really takes anything out when it comes to vector-borne diseases. That doxycycline works for like Lyme disease and so forth. But
so
they're on. You're better off with natural cures, I believe, and they're all listed in there too, as well.
So then
every
we want
different disease that's known is in there, and it does the same thing. Here's what it is. Here's all the symptoms. Here's all of the nuances, etc.
So the takeaway for our listeners is to go to Winkleman.com and check out the segment. But check the whole site out for one thing. Everything you do is on there. But if you want to get more informed on these diseases that can inflict you. I have a niece that has one of those, and it's ruined her life. But Babe Winkleman, you're a good man. It's always nice to talk to you. I'll talk to you in a day or two, and we'll square away a couple of these other issues we're dealing with, and we appreciate your time.
Okay, give me another 30 seconds, all right?
I don't have it, buddy. I'm sorry. We're up against a hard clock. It's a network clock. I'll have to edit this part out.
All right, because they need to, when they go to the landing page, they need to look on the top, and it says vector-borne diseases.
Yeah.
They click on that, and that's what takes them right into that website.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
All right, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And get out there, be safe, and enjoy the holiday season.